Craig Patrick. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
So I read a little bit of an interview with you in the Post-Gazette, and you said that if you were a GM in the league right now, you would welcome Jaromir Jagr back. You would certainly think about it. Why is that at this point in his career?
Well, I think, well, it would certainly depend on the price, but and the economics of your team. But first of all, he can still play. He played very, very well in Russia. He played very well in the World Championships over the last few years. And I think he can be very productive in the NHL. Maybe certainly not to the degree he was in the early 90s, but he can still be a very productive part of a team.
Craig, Paul Alexander, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, thanks. Obviously at 39, you know, getting up there a little bit, but the way he left here, boy, a lot of fans aren't convinced that that he's grown up. But I think just the fact that there were no incidents in New York with the Rangers and the way he looked in the World Championships, I tend to agree. I think he'd be a real positive, certainly on the power play, if nowhere else.
Definitely. He's such a big body and so strong on the puck, and he's got great hands. So I think he'd be very productive on the power play for sure.
Craig, how tough do you think it is to get a read on Jagr, just his mentality? I know that, you know, Ray Shero said he's spoken with him, and Mario reached out to him, and of course he and Jagr were very close, at least at one time. But how difficult is it to get on his emotional read?
I don't think there's anything wrong with his emotional read. I think he's a terrific young man. Even at 39, I consider him young. And I've stayed close to him over the years. I'd visit him in New York. He'd spend time with me in New York when I was there. He's just he's a nice young man. He's somewhat misunderstood, maybe somewhat like Tom Barrasso was when he was here. But he's a very wonderful young man.
It's a fan morning show with former Penguin general manager Craig Patrick. We're talking some Jaromir Jagr. Now, as far as being misunderstood, one thing that could be looked into here is his motivation to come back to the NHL, where the KHL, the salary is not going to be as much as it was the last couple of years. Do you think deep down, even though he's won cups before, that he really wants, he's got a burning desire to win another Stanley Cup here in the NHL?
Definitely. He believes the NHL is the best place to play hockey, and unfortunately he spent some time in Russia, but I think he might regret that today. And I think if he says he's ready to come back, believe me, he's ready to come back.
He also mentioned Detroit. He says he loves their European style of play. Would he actually be a better fit there than he would be in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I can't answer that. I know I read somewhere that he mentioned four or five teams. So, you know, maybe he's just setting the bar there for the teams that he thinks he fit in with, and see where it goes from there.
Of course, he's played the last few years on a bigger ice surface. Was that to his advantage to play on a bigger ice surface? He doesn't have the speed that he once did, but does that give him more room? And how does that translate when you scout a guy like that? How do you translate that into coming back to the NHL?
Well, I think people have seen how he plays in the NHL size rinks, and playing on the bigger ice, I don't know if that had anything to do with his decision to play over there the last few years, but last time I saw him playing with the Rangers, he was playing pretty darn good.
It's a fan morning show with Craig Patrick on the Rivertown Hotline. Now, the Philadelphia Flyers made three big moves yesterday, signing Ilya Bryzgalov, the goaltender, to a huge deal, and then trading away Richards and Carter, leaders on those teams, on that team. What'd you make of those moves that they made yesterday in Philadelphia?
Well, obviously, they're changing their culture, their team. Those two guys are really good players, Richards and Carter, and that's a huge statement to the organization, players, that we're making moves because we want to win now, and the players are going to get that message, and that's how they're going to start the season when they hit the ice in the fall. They're going to have that in the back of their mind the whole time.
Craig, I know you believe you have a lot left in you, and you want to offer your services. I'm still shocked that you're not currently involved in some sort of NHL capacity. I'm sure you're a little stunned as well.
No, I'm not stunned because I've kind of been holding out to get a GM's job, and so I never really pursued any other positions. Now I'm realizing that that was kind of a foolish thing to do, and so I'm interested in getting back and helping an organization. I was talking with Luke Robitaille and Mark Messier and out in Vegas, and I was saying the same thing that I like to get back. And Mark says, "Yeah, it's tough when you're not connected to a team because you don't have that much interest in the games that are being played." And it's true. You just you pay attention, but you don't have that passion anymore. So I want to get the passion back and be part of an organization.
Hey, any feelers? Well, you said so you put your name out there. What kind of feedback have you gotten so far? And do you think that you might land a job here fairly short order?
I don't know. I don't know that. I can't predict that. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Now, when you look at the NHL right now, they seem to be pretty healthy with considering the other leagues with the lockouts. I mean, you got the NFL with their lockout, the NBA going through something. I mean, right now, getting back with the salary cap and all the things that are going on with the NHL, is this as healthy, the Winter Classic? There's a lot of the TV ratings are up. Is this as healthy the league has been in a long time?
Absolutely. It's never been this healthy. Once the players' union started to get a little bit more control, this has been the healthiest it's been since that time started. And, it's great to see. It's great. It's a great game. It's the best game on earth. And, it's great to see it in such great health.
Obviously, the commissioner, he gets batted around pretty good. Is his leadership been a positive one? And the fact that the league is right now as healthy as it's been in a while, does Gary Bettman deserve some credit for that?
I believe so. I think if you hold the Board of Governors, that he'd get full support from all of them. He's done a good job.
Greg, what about concussions? Obviously, the Sidney Crosby thing hit home here. The best player in the league. It should hit pretty hard around the NHL. It looks like they're slowly but surely, making the penalties more severe for any kind of a hit to the head. What's your opinion on that issue?
And there's probably nothing you can do about this, but I believe equipment's the problem. Players feel they can't get hurt, so they take liberties with other people, and there's no repercussions because they feel like they're invincible. And, I just think that equipment's gotten too protective. It's changed the attitude of players.
Craig, thanks for the time. It was really a pleasure, and best of luck in the future. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, thanks, Craig.
All right, Craig.
There goes former general manager of the Penguins, two-time Stanley Cup champion as general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Craig Patrick, right here on the Fan Morning Show.